And the scientists is really saying,
what's happening in the world? You are tapped in again. What's today? What's today right now? What's today? The 6th, right? Is today the 6th, right? Still? Oh, damn, it's the 7th now. Today's Sunday the 7th? Today is Sunday the 7th. You are now tapped in with everything arrogance. Everything arrogance. You are now tapped in. Late night. A late night mission. We got family in the house. This is Cuzzo right here. This is family. We got family in the house. I know you hear the conversation. It's deep. It's some black and brown pride in here. It's all love. You know who it is. It's me. It's E. Everything arrogance. Shout out to Anchor. What up for putting us on? Spotify, what's up? Put us on for sure. We do got music in the background. But still, hopefully y'all can hear everything. Hopefully y'all can hear me. We're talking about life. I know y'all hear the background. I know y'all hear the energy in the background. But this is our peers. This is that new millennial generation, low key. This is that late 20s, the early 30s right here. We got a late 30 in here though, but it's cool. Shout out to Pusha Steez, my brother Pusha Steez. Shout out to Hot 702.5 in Las Vegas. This is where we filming from. We in Las Vegas. This is some Las Vegas shit, but right here.
It was still motherfuckers out here in Vegas catching it though.
Some super it was Vegas.
Dumb
shit.
Ass hot out here.
That's what they said.
Some real Las Vegas shit. Everybody always think about Vegas, about the strip and the casinos and all that shit. But it's a real last life out here. We got the north side, the west side, the east side, the south side. You feel me? It's broken off. Henderson, Summerlin, North Town, you feel me? Like the Natty North, the West. You got all your, feel me? You got everybody from different places, but Vegas is kind of small at the same time, so we all connected. The strip connect us and sports connect us, you feel me? Because either you fucking working in the casinos or, you feel me, got a school district job or something like that, the hospitality lifestyle, or you working with the school district with the kids or something like that. But the school district's so small, and playing ball and Power Warner's so small and shit that it's bigger now because it's growing. But, you know, we all went to the – We all went to the school. We all went to the, you feel me, at least middle schools, high schools, all that shit together, elementary schools. Might have spread out around life throughout time, though. We all link up again. Today's the 7th. Shout out to Steez again, brother. I know you're not here, though, but it's cool. Still holding it down, though, bro. Everything arrogance. But, you know, we're talking about bread. It's cough talk. Everybody here is... Everybody here, for the most part, all the black men here are business owners. We own our own business. You feel me? We got barbers. My homie, Akeem. Shout out New Life Kicks. We'll bring your kicks back to life. Customized design. He has his own product called the Sway Cleaner.
Try to flip it first and then pay your shit.
Bring your Sway shoes back to life. Stop putting water and bullshit on your shit. Let New Life Kicks, at New Life Kicks, bring you back to life. That's my brother since 6th grade, for sure. Jamal Lomax, I always shout him out, you feel me? High 702.5. Assured Partners of Nevada. Commercial Line Sales Executive. Closes deals, get all your insurance, all kind of insurance. Get everything you need. He got you. He closes deal. Akeem got that work. Any custom made shoes you need, you got some old shoes in your closet that you love and ain't gave away yet and want to get it right? Akeem at New Life Kicks on Instagram. You got a suede product, a shoe cleaner product, just suede. It's nice. He'll put you in the game. I'm telling you, he's a genius. He's a scientist. Check him out, my brother. Since 6th grade, middle school. New Life Kicks. My brother, DJ Xavier. His birthday's on the 9th. We celebrated today. No, they all got degrees. I don't have a degree, but they all got degrees. Psychology, feel me? Sports and leisure management. You know, business and all that shit. You know, all my homies got degrees, honestly. But just a couple of us, two of us. Shout out to Smooth. Barber Vegas, Tizzle, San Jose. We're barbers and shit, you feel me? Shout out to my bro, Universal Fade Kings of Las Vegas, 3242 East Desert Inn Road. So if you're in the city, come check us out. Shout out to all my listeners across the world, international. You feel me? I know you hear the music. You might not hear the shit I'm saying, though. But it's a vibe going on right now. You feel me? But it's DJ Xavier, my brother, Xavier Cleveland. He's a beast. My family. My crip homie. I don't give a fuck. You feel me? I got put on a set, and I put him on a set. You feel me? And that's just love at the end of the day. But it's his birthday on the 9th. The last few years, we didn't take a trip. For me, we went to LA on that day, even though it was different times though. Seattle, Portland. For me, we supposed to go to, honestly, so we just do random ass shit. Went to school with like other growing up here, we went to school in like North Dakota and shit. He went to school in Reilly. Shout out to Reilly College in California and shit. Shout out to University of Mary, Kansas, University of St. Mary in Leavenworth, Kansas, University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. But you know, it's football, it's all sports, you feel me? We all got sports background. Fuck that shut up and dribble bullshit. We getting bread right now. But, you know, it's his birthday on Tuesday, so we celebrated. I was supposed to innovate it. It's all love. It's family in here. That's ex-cousin. It's family. It's all love in here. I know I got a little hype, you feel me? Because the music on, we be kicking it. We on. I'm just tapping everybody in. It's love in here. It's family. We chilling. We vibing for ex-birthday on June 9th. Like I said, usually we take trips every year. Something me, him, and Jamal started. We popped up in Seattle. Where else did we go? And where did we go first? I'm lit, but it's cool, though. I don't even know where we went. But like I said, you know, I'm doing my thing. We doing our thing. I'm going to tap in with the world. Y'all hear that Beano, you feel me, in the background. We chilling. We sipping. X birthday is on the 9th, like I said, June 9th. My brother, my boy. DJ Xavier with two A's, X-A-V-A-I-E-R, DJ Xavier, my brother, that's my DJ, you feel me? So whenever you see me, whenever you hear me, for real, when shit happen, I got a DJ, it's my brother, DJ Xavier, he hold it down. He's a vibe, a real ass vibe. I know the corona got us over here tripping because, you know, we got to social distance ourselves. But, you know, I heard about 50 member or 50 people functions and 30 people functions though, but we can make something happen. I ain't saying we got a touch, but we can have a function and shit, you feel me? But it's all energy, all a connection. Let's build brands, let's build business and shit, you feel me? But anywho, I'm all over the place. Like I said, shout out to Spotify Anchor for putting us on. Universal Fade Kings, 3242 East Desert Road, Las Vegas, Nevada. You guys are cold. You need a blanket, a jacket, or something. They're cold. They're probably in there somewhere. There's another room. That's another room if you go straight. We actually kicked it at X House, you feel me? It's the after party now on some Vegas shit. You know Vegas 24 hour, but since the quarantine, it kind of changed up. So we got a little Airbnb to chill. Got a little pool. It's on the east, you know, ducked off on the east in the old community. You feel me? I'm trying to think where I'm trying to think of the name of the shit. But you know, it's like off of St. Louis and Burnham and not too far from the stratosphere and shit, you know. Bread like the Brady Bunch houses, old Jewish community. The house is a beautiful home, it's huge. Rooms, you feel me? It's a big house for the family. Got a pool in the backyard. Nice size pool, you feel me? Like an Olympic size pool, but it like it gets deep, you know. It's nice out here. It might be like 70, 75 right now. The sun went down. Today is probably the coolest day in Vegas. These last few weeks, it kind of got hot real, you know what I'm saying? It got hot real quick. Our weather was like hot. You know, the summertime. Feel me? That's why it'd be at the pools and all that shit. But it's like a real hot place. Y'all, you know, like Missy Elliott said, hotter than Las Vegas weather. You feel me? It is hot, though. But excuse me. I'm lit though. Just wanted to tap in with y'all Anchor. I know it's been a minute. I'm going to post this for sure though. Hope y'all hear the music. Hopefully y'all hear me. I was supposed to do the shit at X House, but X had a whole nother mission. I was supposed to interview him and, you know, talk about his life and all that shit. But he did something different. He did something I never did before, you know. The way life worked, the way the universe worked. You know, real homies linked up. Real homies collected, connected. Shout out to Keem and New Life Kicks that came through. You know, his family came through. His two cousins and shit, you know. Moms was there for sure. J. Jamal Lomax, Share Partners of Nevada, which is one of our sponsors. Feel me? High 702.5. Shout out to High 702.5. But Jamal is our brother. It's family. We're keeping that shit in the family. Supporting black businesses. Keeping that shit, you know, tight. Not like nobody else, though. But, you know, start with the family first. Maybe, hopefully, y'all hear what's in the background. But it's all boss talk, cloth talk, like DJ Khaled say. But, yeah, X had a function at his crib. I know mom's like, could y'all get a fire starter? So we got like a little fire starter, a little baby fire pit. Whatever it had, it was a dope little shindig to set the fire, you know. We want some Esha shit. Had like a little old school saw, you feel me? Got a little piece of some old tree bark and shit. Broke it down. Took some old charcoal paper. You feel me? Started fire. We're looking to cruise and pops. You feel me? My bad, cruise and well, my pops would put me on start a fire though. Shout out to pops. But shout out to Eric Cruz, bro. Seattle at 206. You and Colin Matheson. We met them. Colin's a little younger than us, maybe 2 years younger than us though. But we all went to the same college in North Dakota. All of us. Jamal, X. We grew up together playing ball. And thank God, God worked some things out to end up, you know, we ended up at the same college. You know, we got to experience our young adulthood, our adulthood, and now we're growing together. So, Bismarck, North Dakota, shout out to the University of Mary for helping us out. Football and shit, though, but shout out to Eric Cruz. Shout out to Seattle, the 206, Colin Matheson, Jarvis, AK, Adam, what up, though? My cousin Eric out there, Nicole, what's up, though? Shout out to Seattle for sure. Check us out. Tune in. Anchor. Everything Arrogance, Universal Fade Kings Barbershop. I'm a barber too as well, my bad. I'm shouting the barbershop out. My brother and Shay is a barber. We're the owners of that shit. Shout out to Mr. Shay at Shea Perfection for putting us on. Shout out to Jackson's Barbershop on the West Side Culture. You know, both of us, me and X, both got West Side ties. We East Side babies, but we got West Side ties. So that culture's in us. West Side is where all the, you know, majority of the, it's mixed now, but it's, you know, older folks, but that's where the black folks at. I feel like it's the South, though. Well, that's another discussion, but, you know, shout out to the West. Westwood at Barbershop. Shout out to all the family. You feel me? Westwood at, no, I'm sorry. I'm tripping. I'm lit. Universal Fade Kings Barbershop. Shout out to Westwood at Mobile Detailing. Go get your car clean, your truck clean, your SUV clean, your Maybach clean. Go get your shit clean. You feel me? It's family. My cousins. You feel me? Shout out to the family. Westwood at Mobile Detailing. But it's all cloth talk. Just listen to this shit. You feel me? It's just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you understand. Excuse you. Feel me? My lingo. Like I said, I'm sipping right now. Some of that Ciroc. Shout out to Diddy. I'm on a Ciroc boy. I actually got my boy a bottle of Bel Air for his birthday. Shout out to Rick Ross and Bel Air. Let me be a spokesman. You feel me? Let me be a model for Bel Air. I'll be a Ciroc boy. Bel Air boy. Whatever you need. You feel me? Bel Air. Bust down. Shout out to Rick Ross. Shout out to Diddy. Real moguls. You feel me? Lead the way. Show the way. Shout out to my favorite rapper of all time. And this ain't no clout shit. This ain't no just random shit. You feel me? It's just from the turf, from the dirt. Nipsey Hussle. I love you to death, family. I know you still here, though, somewhere ducked off. You feel me? Bring us that shit back, for sure. Feel me? I know. But we holding it down for you. We going to do it with it by any means necessary, like Malcolm. We going to get it down. We going to get it done. Feel me? Buy back the block, for sure. We on it. Shout out to Nit, best rapper alive for sure, ever. Feel me? But anywho, I'm sorry. X is my brother. It's his birthday. Shout out DJ Xavier. My brother X means Xavier with two A's. DJ Xavier with two A's. Tapped in with everything. He just came outside. I'm talking to Anchor. I'm tapped in. I'm live right now. I'm tapped in with everybody. They got y'all, everybody in the background. They got this cloth talk in the background. That was X that said that. You know, we were chilling for his birthday. We went came out like a little smooth, little spot. Little Airbnb. You feel me? Some real East Side shit. You feel me? We got some cool little friends in here. It's an energy. It's a vibe. No bullshit. You feel me? It's all love in here. Like I said, we were supposed to have like a little interview. You know, do everything at X crib. But where I was getting to is that... And this is the first time I've ever seen that shit. You know, you got birthday celebrations and all that. But, what you need? Oh, man, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. It's something small, though. Just some shit to get up off me. It's a little 25, getting nigga up off me, you feel me? But, yeah. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie, I don't want to kill nobody, but I just want to get you up off me, you feel me? Unless I feel like you, unless you tell me you gonna kill me, I'm sorry. My bad, I'm tapped into Anchor, my bad. This family right here, shout out Showtime. Anchor, you live on Anchor right here.
Hey, what's happening, what's happening?
Real live podcast.
It's a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what's happening?
I got you in the background talking cough.
Hey, man, what's happening, man?
Talk your shit.
Huh?
You gonna be on Spotify, everything, all the shit one day, YouTube.
Oh, shit, where's the hookers and whores at, man?
You talk your shit. We in Vegas right now. We got a whole hour.
I ain't saying
incriminate yourself. Yeah, all day. No, all day. You already know. It's all love. You feel me? It's all love. This is all cloth talk. This is some real young black hustlers, some real young black businessmen, but it's family though. You feel me? Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I ain't never shot that bitch. Yeah. But my little sister got something more chunkier than me. You feel me? But, yeah, and that's what you need, bro. You deserve that, and you need that shit on me.
This is a little 9?
Yeah. What a hoe, though, like 7, 8?
12. Ooh! Is this her toy right now?
And you need that. That's gonna get a nigga.
Don't touch that trigger, though. That's gonna get a nigga. Is your shit locked in
there?
No,
it's registered. Oh, okay. This is my brother now. I got my car.
My car
is my older brother's name.
Yeah, I feel it. But we all need that, man.
Oh,
shit. 12
of them things.
Yeah. You got that. Get up off me plus some.
These critical duties, too. These going to tear something down.
I ain't
going to
lie, bro. I
don't want to.
I don't want to kill nobody, but I want to get a nigga up off me. If I got to kill you, I would.
He know his shit.
Cause he wouldn't even gave it to me. He ain't know his shit.
You ain't got one?
You need to get you some, bro. That's just for the family, bro.
You feel me? But now they shoot now.
Hey,
yeah.
My bad. We just talking about protection. We need to know gun laws and everything. We just need to take care of ourselves. You feel me? Everybody else got them. The Asian community got them in their stores and in their homes. The Caucasian people, the white folks got them. You feel me? As a black community, we need to know. Educate yourself on them. You feel me? Educate yourself on firearms and our amendment. You feel me? To have firearms, to have all that shit. You know, so... It's boss talk, cloth talk.
I don't
need
to ask about this.
This
is like jewelry.
Real, bro.
I feel that.
Real, bro.
That's my
motherfucking
shit.
Real shit. But yeah.
Come for summer, man.
Hey, X.
There's no shit going on right now.
Yeah. You have to. Bro, sometimes. I know y'all listening, but sometimes you gotta flex. You feel me? You gotta let a motherfucker know. You know, we're going through a real crazy time. This 2020 time right now. This shit is wild right now. 2020 started crazy. Rest in peace, Kobe. You feel me? And I feel like it started with Nick. You know what I'm saying? 2019 was good, but you know. It was just like shaky. It was confusing. You feel me? 2019 was confusing. 2020, wild. That's my brother. I'm talking to Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out New Life Kicks. Shout out to Anchor at New Life Kicks.
Anchor. What's happening, Anchor? This is New Life Kicks. Hey, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. New Life Kicks. NULIFE Kicks. Bringing dead kicks back to life since 2012, man. You got that fresh pair of sneakers. You got that old pair that you wish was brand new again. Just bring them to New Life Kicks.
Are you still doing football cleats and boxing gear?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. We're doing all sports footwear, all casual footwear.
Casual? What about designer? Like, I have some Gucci red bottoms.
most definitely. Those are.
What about Sway products?
Sway products. Sway products, we're most definitely evolving and transforming the Sway cleaning industry right now with our brand new product called Just Sway. It's designed to clean suede and nubuck, premium, authentic suedes, no water needed, and there's a full toolkit available, a full arsenal available for you to tack any suede stain and bring back your suede.
How much is it? Is it affordable?
Oh yeah. It's affordable. We just ended our promotion for our product at $24.99. Our product is now back at retail price at $39.99. You can get that on newlifekicks.com, NULIFEKicks.com.
Just wait. That's New Life Kicks right there, my brother.
Just wait.
Just wait.
First name, first wait. First
just name, wait. That's my brother since fucking middle school. I remember being in a maybe like a cafeteria. Hey, I don't want to put you on blast, though, but it's a funny-ass story, though. You already know what I'm about to say. Hey, it was me, you, and Mac Brady in the cafeteria doing like a show-tour-in-play shit. And you was like this one day. He don't see me, though. We need to be visual, though, but it's cool, though. He was on some other shit. He was on some shit like, you feel me? I ain't even know this shit, and I was fast. You feel me? I was promiscuous early, but I didn't even know the shit he was doing, but, you know, we had like a little, it was like a little shelter in place, kind of like a little, what do you call that shit, like a, you know, school social event, what you call that shit, prep rally type shit, whatever happened in the cafeteria, whatever the fuck the situation was, shout out to Delage Robin Middle School, but, yeah, damn near like the whole school, damn near like the 6th and 8th graders in the cafeteria. You feel me? Me and Akeem and the homie. I'm sorry, New Life Kicks. I'm dropping names and I ain't even like that. I'm lit. But it's cool. Everybody good though. But shout out to New Life Kicks. You know who you are, Mac. What's happening? I'm sorry, but you know who you are, brother. We go way back, deeper than middle school. Feel me? But Akeem doing like a gesture with his hands and his mouth, talking to some chicks. Shout out to y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. Napu. You feel me? You know who you are, Napu. If you're listening one day, ever come across this Napu, you know who you are, though. And what happened? Akeem was doing some gestures with his hand. But I didn't know. He had all of us doing, like, he was like, do this. So we're doing gestures with our hands and our mouth. So Miss Phillips, at the end of the day, in 8th grade, she was my English teacher. Shout out to Miss Phillips. I'm dropping names, but, you know, she cool peoples. You put me on, show me, taught me some shit. We'll talk, though. But Miss Phillips come up to us, you feel me? So I don't know who was looking at what we doing, you feel me? That shit fool. Miss Phillips pull up to us, you feel me? Or walk up to us, and she was like, pull us to the silo. She was like, I know what you guys are doing. Do you guys know where you are? You know, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, you feel me? I'm cool. She was like, I know what that means and all that shit. And I ain't know what it means, though. But at the end of the day, I asked her low-key. And she was like, pretty much, we were doing a symbol. You know, with our tongue and our fingers, I was in like eating pussy, eating some coochie. You feel me? I had no idea what the fuck that was. But the homie put me on with some funny ass shit. And that shit random though. But you know, it was just some funny ass shit though. Shout out to Miss Phillips though. Shout out to you for putting me on. I remember I was in your class during 9/11. I remember I was at home low key running late for school, getting ready, watching with my little sister who's younger than me. Shout out to Beautiful Disaster, Universal Fae Queens. She's a barber as well. That's just in our blood, for real. Universal Fae, he's my brother. It's a barber. Universal Fae Kings, Universal Fae Queens, for sure. Be getting it, though. But anyway, I'm all over the place, though. But it's cool. I just need to bring y'all something, though. You feel me? But it's cool. Listen, though. Check us out, man. We got some more coming. High 702.5. Las Vegas. It's some Vegas shit. Everybody thinking about Vegas, the casinos and all that shit, but it's some real life out here, though. You know, hopefully y'all here in the background and all that shit. But, yeah, Miss Phillips, I was in her class getting ready for school. 2001, was that? I'm sorry. Excuse me if I'm wrong. 11 maybe. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm lit. But I should just say 9/11. When 9/11 happened, I was watching Wayne Brothers ironing my clothes, you feel me? Getting ready for school, low-key eating some cereal. And the news channel just changed, and they were showing that shit on the news. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm thinking it's like some bullshit, a movie or something. The internet or the cable tripping or something. Our shit got turned off, so it was back on the news channels. But every channel I flipped to was like, you know what I'm saying, like 9/11 and all that shit. And it was just crazy that the seeing that, you know, that shit that changed our lives, you feel me, at one point in time. Shit that we were, this generation right here, we seen 9/11, we seen with Bill Clinton, you know what I'm saying, young, if you were paying attention, you seen all that shit with Bill Clinton, we seen President Obama, we seen the end of Bush, you know what I'm saying, young Bush, I'm sorry, we seen our first black president, shout out to Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, beautiful king and queen, thank y'all for changing our lives, you feel me, y'all changed everybody's lives, but appreciate you guys. If y'all listening, I know y'all listening because, you know, everything arrogance. You feel me? It's an arrogance way. But thank y'all for giving us something to look at and something to see, you know, something to believe in, you know. And I promise you, every kid, every young man, every boy, every man, every woman has always wished for that, you know. So I appreciate you guys for always being strong, Michelle and Barack, you know, for being strong, holding it down no matter what people say. But the way you guys showed us, like, you know, like, excuse me for saying the Cosbys, but like how the Cosby was, y'all showed us how to be a real family, you know, a real prestigious, a real great family with beautiful kids and all that shit, you know. Shout out Anchor. Shout out to Anchor, Spotify, and all that. DJ Xavier. What up? Hold on. Come here, bro. DJ Xavier just popped up on me. And I know I'm all over the place right now, but you know what's crazy is that the end of the day, where I was going with this, this was DJ Xavier with two A's, Xavier, my brother. He got on hella red today, but it's all good, cuz I love him though, cuz you look good in red. You feel me? I look good in red. Good. That's my, you know, you feel me? But, you know, it's some Esau shit. Get your money wherever you get it. Don't be afraid to get your bread.
All red jumpsuit, nigga.
You know, what's crazy. My brother, X just said Nip right now, and I just talked about Nip earlier on this shit. That's how you know you a real one, Nip. You the best rapper alive, the realest man, you feel me? Out of all the rappers, out of anybody that ever influenced media, society, you're the only person that I ever gravitated to where I was like, I want to be like you. I ain't never wanted to be like no man in my life, not even my daddy. And I want to be like Nip. I walk like you, Nip. My nephew even told me one day.
My nigga, I envy you.
Man.
In the day, nigga, the support don't deserve you, my nigga.
Man.
You're a way better place in this motherfucking world.
Because you're a god, bro. Thank you, Aramis, for sure. God will rise, brother. X, come here, bro. Don't go nowhere. Thank you for rising. My bad. No, you know, I need you. Feel me? Because we ain't do what we did. But this capturing everything, you know. But what you did, like, this is where I was going with them. Okay. But what you did was, bro, was greater than, you know, doing this shit. Yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. Shout out to Spotify, Anchor, all y'all, High 72.5. But what Xavier did, where I was going through all this shit I was just talking about, hopefully, you know, y'all listening and tuning in and checking in. But what Xavier did was something that I've never seen before at any family. I got a big family. And we do all kind of shit. And we get together and show love. But Xavier showed, like, growth in front of everybody. You feel me? He was vulnerable. Shout out to BJ Williams, Desert Pines High School. I don't know you personally. Been in the same environment you are, but I know you do your thing, being vulnerable. You know, all that. And Xavier probably been perfect for your show. So if you're hearing this and shit, Xavier been cold for you. But Xavier... Mom Duke, shout out to Mama. You know who you are.
Right, my mama's there.
Both of your moms, all day, legendary. You feel me? It was love, bro.
That's why I was moving. That's why I can sit there. My mom is.
So yeah, and I, you know me, you know me. I've been around for a long time, so I seen them talking shit. But this was the first time ever in my life where I felt like they was cool.
Oh God.
You feel me? Like they was cool, bro. Like I ain't gonna lie to you. Shout out to mamas. I love both of y'all. Y'all always show me love. You know, I got respect for both of y'all. So y'all know what it is, y'all. That's why y'all show me love. Because, you know, I'm like y'all's son, too. But, you know, I know Xavier appreciate both of y'all like a motherfucker. He love both of y'all. Whatever's going on. And Xavier was able to let you be vulnerable. I wish Mom Deuce was there. You feel me? It would have made her be vulnerable. Oh, was she high? Because Aunt was there. Where Mama at? In the house? Or did she leave?
Which one? My mom?
Yeah. Was she in the house?
No, she left. Anthony said he's going
to
spend the night.
Okay. So, bro, that would have helped you bring your mom out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
I went for y'all.
I know.
But
I love you so much and what I do. And I hope you won't ever feel no disrespect. But I, because I know, you feel me, what's up? So I talked to your mom like she my mama, but I talked to your mom because I know, like, I'm trying to uplift her and change her mind. Like, absolutely. I heard what you said. Because when I took pictures of you, you know, turn around and took pictures of your mom and then, you feel me? Because I know your mom was lucky, like, not, I'm taking pictures, you know, I ain't knocking nothing, it's all love. But, you know, and I know we live, but, you feel me? And I'm glad you said that, because you put, you was like, oh, because your mom was like, Kathy, Mom, Dukes, you know, was like, take a picture of us, you know. But I know what's going on. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I know that she was playing. But your mom was like, oh, yeah. But I know your mom was playing, too. But I really turned around and took hella snaps on your mama's phone over there. You feel me? And you said something because you seen it. Oh, yeah, he really did it.
He really did it.
And your mama felt that shit, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I know your mom probably opened up. And this shit helped her out, too.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because, like I said, I done seen interaction between both of your mamas my entire, as long as I've been knowing you, for sure. I ain't never seen no funny shit, but I've seen their reaction. I know.
You was that nigga that went situation, though, remember? My mom got on my mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
about being fat and shit. I stopped that shit, bro. I mean, I could have did it better, but.
But that's
one thing my dad never did. My dad, you know what I'm saying, he never got in between that. And I always told myself, when I get older.
Shout out to Pops. Love you so much.
You know what I'm saying? I love you, Dad.
But I know you're watching and listening.
When I get older, nigga, I'm going to run shit. And that's why I know this to all the women out there. I got money. I'm not.
That's what you need, bro.
Shit.
They need that shit.
My dad just didn't be like, hey, my kid, this is my girl. Yeah. Take care of your kid.
He never did that shit.
Yeah. He just like, you know what I'm saying?
But that's why they, you know, love and respect you so much. And no matter what, they teaching you everything. But you showed them something different today, too.
Yeah.
And as a friend to you, when I'm around them, I try to show them the same thing. That's why I knew, you know what I'm saying? I know what's up. You know I ain't messy, but I took that picture. I even took pictures of myself. Your mama gonna look at her phone and gonna see pictures of her other son in there. She gonna turn around and see her family, bro. We family at the end of the day. We a blended family, bro.
That's what I told my mom, like, at the end of the day, all that beef is over with. I'm 32 now.
Yeah.
Y'all should be happy that I'm
alive.
You're
a grown ass man.
You know what I'm saying? I take care of my kids.
They both raised, bro.
You know what I'm saying? End of the day,
bro.
Fuck that. Y'all both raised.
Bro, you fortunate enough to have two mamas. Actually, you feel me? At the end of the day, you low key got three. Your mama, four. Your mama, low key, both of your mamas. My mama at the, you know, ducked off, you know, subliminally. And Jamal mama, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And my granny, shout out to my granny. My granny love you too, bro. Love you, granny.
Kind of friends, they be kids, bro. Be around, bro. So they be like, all right,
bro.
You good?
And I know your mama know. Shout out to Mom Dukes, you know. Marquette, I don't know say her name, but it's legit. We good. But you know that I'm a real friend to your son. And I remember you telling me one day, you actually told me twice, but I remember you telling me, even in Utah, with all that bullshit, that's why, I was running, even not, and it's crazy because I played defense with you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, on some subliminal shit, low-key, your mama came up to me, just like Pops did one day on some subliminal shit, take care of my son, look out for my son, you feel me? Bro, your mom's and Pops did it, you feel me? On some subliminal low-key shit, just
my mama.
Your mama. Look out for my son. You feel me?
My mom, she loved, but she don't like to show it.
Yeah, and that's funny, bro. That's funny because how she was raised.
Exactly.
My pop.
That's how I am.
My pop the same way. My pop the same way.
Idea to that. I'm trying to break
boundaries. My pop the same way, bro. You feel me?
I'm trying to break boundaries. But with kind of my kids, I could get them love all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now my kids, it's different. I could get them love. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But just to. I mean, like you and Jamal, you know what I'm saying? Y'all pretty much my first friends, my nigga. It's just much y'all made me my friend.
Yeah.
I knew I was like, I saw y'all, I'm like, I want them niggas to be my homies one day. Cause like, I like the way, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we all got our own different things, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's make us close as one, nigga. End of the day, I feel like
this shit is deep. This our connection is deeper than what it is.
We all do our part, but I feel like end of the day, like nigga like me, I'll always make sure in some type of way we're always together.
Oh, yeah. Real talk.
Sure we always something,
real
bro.
Talk. Real talk.
Life can separate us.
Real talk.
Separate us all you want to, but real talk. We always got to be together.
Bro, man. I even told the listeners and whoever listening, you know, Anchor, Spotify, shout out to y'all. Apple Music or Apple iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Put us on, everybody. But Universal Fade King, shout out to y'all. Wizard Cabinets, bro.
Cabinet Wizards, you know what I'm saying? I got my little company. It's just me and the owner of it. And pretty much, you know what I'm saying, we're going to people's houses. And instead of buying new cabinets, you know, we can get them and chop them down, you know what I'm saying, and then make them brand new cabinets. And like they're brand new cabinets, you know what I'm saying? The old cabinets, like, make sure they're like brand new cabinets.
You guys paint all that too?
We paint. You know what I'm saying? We prime and everything. You know what I'm saying? It takes like 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks. Mm. And in this day and era, it's all about saving money. You're going to save a whole bunch of money.
So it's affordable prices, you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to get your cabinets done by some true professionals,
right.
A family-owned business, black business.
In the family.
You know what I mean?
Do you guys just do cabinets?
Right now, we specialize in cameras. The next thing we're trying to do is tiles and things like that. Okay. But for right now, cameras right now. Okay. We'll make your kitchen, your 30-40-year-old kitchen, like it's been there for like 2 years.
Where we at right now, I need y'all work, bro. It got potential. Just like all you ladies out there who are struggling, y'all need, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got potential. Even the fellas, everybody got potential. Tap into that shit. But my brother right here, feel me? I know he put y'all on some other shit that he doing, but he's really DJ Xavier with two A's. X-A-V-A-I-E-R, my brother, you feel me? I know I mentioned, you feel me, a lot of our back history, but I never really mentioned how I met Xavier at the end of the day. My brother right here, you feel me? Shout out to Cabinet Wizards, you feel me? One of our sponsors who show so much love. And hold it down, for sure, like he told you. Excuse me, you know, I'm a little lit. But, you know, this is my brother, X, you feel me? Yeah.
It's a blessing right there, nigga.
It don't even matter where I was going with that. Just tell us my brother. You know, I can run it back for another hour. What time we on right now? Oh, we got a good time, though, y'all. But, like I said, we were supposed to do this earlier. But where I was going with this is what we did. You feel me? Like I said, we were supposed to record. And, you know, we had real high hopes and high expectations by really putting on a real presentation and a real show. You know, really kind of showing out. But at the end of the day, we don't show out, but we were trying to show out this weekend for, you know, my brother's birthday. You feel me? Every year, like I told you, we went to Seattle for his birthday. We tried to do something different. Me, him, and Jamal popped it off. We went to Seattle. Where else we go? What up? Portland. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, Minnesota. But with all this, yeah, this weekend, coronavirus cock block, but this George Floyd shit kind of, you know, you feel me? Kind of deterred us because of what's going on, because we'd have been out there at the same time this time, so I know for damn sure I would have been in the mix, you know. And then I don't want to incriminate myself, but I would have been in the fucking mix. Shout out to Everything Arrogance, you feel me, on Instagram at Everything Arrogance, Facebook Arrogance, you feel me, type in. Yeah, but anyway though, you feel me, you know, we grown, met as young men. I started off hooping before I played football and shit. I played hoop, then played a little flag football, but I live on the east side. But, you know, we both east side babies. But like I said, we got west side ties, north town ties, everywhere. So we good anywhere we go. You feel me? But neighborhood. Okay, here comes Jamal. Oh, my brother Jamal. Y'all know Jamal. Jamal been everywhere. No, don't go nowhere, X. Get your ass over here, bro. Y'all know Jamal in here.
We live on Anchor. You feel me?
Already shouted you out.
You feel me? Jamal Lomax, the Share Partners in Nevada.
Share Partners in Nevada.
Commercial
for all
lines,
y'all.
Sales exec.
Commercial lines. Woo. You name it, we insure it. Auto dealers, grocery stores, construction, contractors, petroleum distributors. You name it, we own it, man.
Are you guys just locally in Nevada, or do you guys travel worldwide?
Worldwide. We got reach worldwide.
What about out of the country?
Out of the country, too. Oh, really? Absolutely. I told you I was working on this little project for a pipeline construction company in Indonesia. Ooh. You feel me? The contract didn't go through, but it's still in the works. So, you feel me? So we got stuff everywhere, man. So it's a,
what about life insurance?
Life insurance, man. You need it.
Car insurance?
Car insurance. I got somebody great that'll take care of you on a personal line. Her name is Jessie Aguirre, if she's out there listening.
Shout out, Jessie Aguirre. I know you're listening. You will be listening. Shout out to you. Share Partners of Nevada.
She's the best personal lines insurance person in Nevada. So.
Okay. Shout out to you. Fifth largest brokerage firm in the U.S., right? In the nation. You feel me? Not just, you feel me, Las Vegas, but the nation. You feel me? Think about the nation. Shout out to the Nation of Islam, FOI, you feel me? All right, but I'm sorry, I know y'all listening, you know what it is, but Jamal, you feel me, Lomax, we're brothers, we're family, we tapped in for X's birthday. I was trying to tell them, Tori, give X a little backstory and stuff. I'm all over the place with Anchor, but they listening, it's cool, they gonna tap in anyway though, but I appreciate you guys. You want some Isha shit, New Life Kicks, it's on the way. I'm just trying to connect, letting people know how we met and all that good shit. But I was letting them know how I played basketball. We all Eastside babies, but you know, we got ties everywhere, family, kind of small families, but kind of over the city. But hooped on the west side at Doolittle. Shout out to Doolittle Community Center, Lake Mead and MLK, I think, or, you know, close to MLK, D Street or something, A Street, I'm sorry. Don't know for sure, though, but Doolittle, you feel me? We hooped there. Shout out to Darren for the Las Vegas Heat. I played for the Sixers, though, but I met X hooping. You know, we the same age. He a little bigger than me, you know, but I'm, you know, taller, about the same size, big dudes, but we hooped on, you know, hooped, feel me? Hooped at the rec center and shit. Two different leagues and all that shit, you know? Jim Bridger League. I don't remember what the league was called, but we hooped at Jim Bridger and shit. Shout out to the Disciples. X played for the Heat and the Zulus. Shout out to the Zulus, you feel me? And all that. So I'm done with dropping names, but it's all love, though. You know, so, you know, we hooped as young men, you feel me? Not even really knowing, but as young men, you know, young boys and all that shit. We hooped and all that, and ended up living in the same area in middle school, hooping against each other in middle school. Colin, what up, bro? I got my boy Colin Mathis. I don't want to drop names, but I have to. It's good people. It's all love. You're on a legit place. My boy Colin Matheson from a 206. I met my man, my... I'm trying to think. Did you come my first year? My second year. I'm 2 years older than you, I think.
Your second, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the way life happened and the way ball worked, shit, the way they shit happened, I low-key was with him football-wise, you know, but... And that's only just, you know, financial aid. Educate yourself on financial aid, NCAA rules, clearinghouse, all that shit stuff. Learn, you feel me? All that shit, though, but... Colin's a real solid dude, man. It's love. I'm a barber now, and I remember lining him up. Colin had the Andes, the crispy Andes that line you were fresh. Put him in the game. Colin, shout out to the world, bro. Let the world know where they can find you, what do you do. You know what I'm saying? Spread your energy around the world, bro.
I'm a coach. I'm an educator. I'm in Seattle. I'm really about the social media, but
yep.
I support everything Evan's doing.
Just like X. You know, they ain't about social media, but they real dudes. They're solid. That's why they fuck with each other. It's a connection. You feel me? That was like 2007, 2008, you know, all that shit. But we're still connected as grown men. 18, 19 years old. You feel me? We're in our early 30s. Our third quarter of our lives. You feel me? We in the third quarter. So that's how you know that, like, we in the game still. We still bossing. We still balling. But that football changes life. Sports changes life. Structure changes lives, you know? And Eric Cruz, you feel me? Shout out to Eric Cruz from 206. He came out here too for X, but that's one of the other homies, man, from Seattle, the 206. He good peoples. He chilling right now, a little tired, a little burnt out. Vegas just reopened. He was traveling, working through, and it's perfect how time and work out, you know? Like I said, we're supposed to go to Minnesota, Minneapolis. Shout out to my boy T-New. You know, feel me? You know who you are, T-New. If you listen, a shout out to you out there. Hold it down wherever you at. I know you a beast, bro. So hold it down always. It was reconnecting with you recently, homie. I appreciate you. I needed that for my show. Shout out to High 702.5. Like I said, I'm jumping everywhere, but I just want y'all to listen. You feel me? Just listen to this, you know. Some Las Vegas shit. People think about Las Vegas as the strip and all that, but just, you know, it's real life out here, you know. We know the city's changing. We got the Raiders, the Golden Knights. Like, everything is changing. Most of us have been here our whole life. A few of us have went to, you know, we traveled, went to school, got away for a year or two, a couple years, you know. We all bounce back, you know. But there are a few people here, you know, a couple of family members and just associates who I've never left, you feel me? And that's around the world. Some people I never left outside their comfort zone, you know. So they don't even know how to do anything, adapt anything. All they know is where they're from. But thank you for how we were raised and the connection we built. Like I said, some of us played middle school, elementary school and young peewee football and all that shit together, basketball, all that bullshit, and now we're grown men, you know, and we're still connected, you know. Now we're starting businesses together, you know, and all that good stuff. So, but, you know, we got a little, you know, those are my celebrity guests, like I said. Shout out to E. Cruz, CM, Colin, feel me? Keep doing your thing. Keep spreading that good into the world, please. The world deserves it. And, you know, with all that's going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, we're mixed in right now. We're a blended family right now. If you walk in this house, you will feel so comfortable. You got everything you need. You got love. You got, you know, it's love. You got Hispanics in here. You got the brown pride in here, black, the browns. You know, Colin is, you know, is white. But, you know, he everybody's black. You feel me? But, you know, he's white. Considered in society, today's society, he'll be considered a white guy. But it's love. It's my brother. I will introduce him to my family. He hasn't met my family yet. And that's only at the end of the day, you know, just timing and all that shit. You know, him and X are cool. But me and Colin, really, we're just not really building. But it's always been love between each other, though. But my family would love him too. You feel my family love? It's all love though. So love yourself. That's why I rep that arrogance shit. That's why we say arrogance. Everything arrogance. Be yourself. Love yourself. E-R-A-G-A-N-C-E. You feel me? Everything arrogance though. But this is Xavier's birthday, man. Like I said, I was supposed to do him a show. I know I'm all over the place. We're supposed to talk, chopping it up and all that stuff for his birthday. He was, you know, coming out of the show, man. I seen him grow as a man. You feel me? He was like for a while, the only child. You know, he got a younger brother late in high school, but you know, he's the only child for the most part. He grew up, most like the only child. You know, so you know that's different. I got three sisters and one brother. Shout out to the family. Feel me? Universal Vacation. Shout out to you, bros. Shout out to my sisters, my mom, my dad, all my cousins. You feel me? But you know, we're close in the family and all that shit. So. Out of all the homies, I'm used to having that, you know, that deep family shit. You feel me? I might be like the only homie that, and like the real homie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not knocking out the homie, but my real homies, my brothers, I'm like the real one that really had his pops in the house. You feel me? At the end of the day, you know? So I had a little more structure. They had a little more to fight for, you know? And since I'm saying we all probably was around the same financially and all that shit, though, but just that structure. Structure means a lot. I mean, structure plays a lot in everything. Everybody needs structure and all that shit, though. But we good, man. I don't even know what's going on. I don't know where I was going with that shit. But it's family in here. It's all kind of family in here.
Always.
I know y'all give me like I know I got all the time I need, but I know y'all give me an hour, so I'm gonna take this whole hour. I'm at 46 right now. Usually we play music. I might play a little music right now for some intermission. Play some music, bro. This New Life Kicks right here, bro. This family. Showtime? That's family right there. I'm talking about everything, bro. Like, I was telling them that we were supposed to do this at the house for X's birthday. But what X did, I was supposed to get to what X did. That was the most important part. But what X did was got everybody in a vulnerable state, which was good, you know? He did something like I say, at the end of the day, moms had to start a little fire. I don't know where they were going with it. Start a fire. X comes out with some postcards, you know, little small postcards, flyers, whatever they are. He gave all of us one, every single one, even the baby boy, moms, all the homies, the girlfriends, all got a card.
He created an opportunity. A door.
He put us in a position to be vulnerable and open up. But he told us on that card, exactly. He told us on that card to write four things, you know what I'm saying, or whatever you want that you kind of want to better yourself with, you know, change yourself a little bit, you feel me? Like I said, we started a fire, so the fire's going. I didn't know where it was going. But he said, write, you know, the four things you want to do. While we're right, take your time and throw them in the fire, right? So, you know, everybody got everybody one. It's like maybe with 10 of us, you think? 15? Maybe?
At least
you feel
15.
Me? Like I say, mom's out there too. So it's the homies, 12. It's the real closest homies, you know what I'm saying? A couple of they girls. So it's cool. It's love out there. Organic love. And even know some of the family, cuzzo and shit. So... we all did that, dropped them in the fire. And, you know, we cracked that joke, like, who gonna say what they did? But it's a joke, so it's like, you ain't supposed to tell your secrets, but X was like, fuck that, I say what I put down. So, he pretty much shared his truth, you know what I'm saying? Even though he said his truth and burned his truth, but it's in his mind that he know what he's gonna do, you feel me? About changing his life and growing and progressing. Everything is about growth. I've seen growth within all my brothers. All my friends, you feel me, my homies. I consider these dudes my brothers no matter what. We didn't grow up together from young men to our adulthood. You know what I'm saying? Now we're businessmen, young black businessmen. You feel me? Self-made. No matter what happened, we started our shit. I'm sitting here with New Life Kicks who getting it. You feel me?
Most definitely, man. I just want to build on that point.
How did you think that helped you out with the growth and with, you know,
just being able to evolve? You want to be able to evolve.
I know you've never been.
Huh?
Because it's definitely not X still. Nah,
I'm not connected.
You sure?
Nah, I'm not.
Getting the music cracking in here.
You want to be able to evolve. Yeah. Though. You want to be able to grow. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. And that's what life is about. If you're not growing, then you're dying. If you're not evolving, then you're revolving.
And he helped us open up as homies. Like, we've done everything together. Kick it, party. You feel me? Mess with females. All that bullshit together. Play football. Cry together. But he opened us up to be vulnerable in our, you know what I'm saying, our adult state. To really let us know what we're going for. Yeah. What we're aiming for. What we're working for. And it's motivation. Yeah. I never did that at a function. Even my own family functions. I'm going to do that shit with my family.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna take that shit, bro.
Vulnerability is a true key to achieving real power, unlocking real power within yourself, really understanding how to really connect with other individuals. We all have a heart, and if you cover that heart up with stones, you want to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to connect with people who has their heart wide open, ready to receive whatever it is that will heal their heart. So be mindful of others, love others, care for others. Make sure that you all look out for one another, because we are all one body. We are all one race. And that's just the human race. Our colors don't define
us. Scripted. It's the same
colors
shit.
Do not define us.
Character.
Character your defines actions. Us. Our character, heart defines actions. Us. Your our shit. Actions. Allow a person to show you who they are rather than tell you who they are.
We all have our own beliefs. We all believe in what we believe in. You know, I can believe. You know, I can understand what you're saying. I can accept what you're saying, though. But you can't change my beliefs. And I know that me and my homies got the same beliefs, because that's why we still connected to this day. My brother right here at New Life Kicks, on some random shit, going through what I was going through in the transition through my life. No matter, you know, even if you knew or didn't know, you know what I'm saying. And being in a certain place, a dark place, like we all go through. My man taught me how to find God within myself. You feel me? My brother right here at New Life Kicks. I got family from the South who read the Bible, who are churchy. I grew up in a church low-key to a certain extent, you know. But my brother right here at New Life Kicks, and like I said, I ain't perfect, you know, but, you know, nobody is, you feel me? But my brother right here, and I love him to death, and that's why the universe works. My brother taught me how to read the Bible, you feel me? My brother said, grab the Bible, ask God to give me something to read, and just open it, you feel me? And you did it. So I appreciate you for that, brother, you feel me? I knew a lot of kicks. You feel me? And we still connected. Like I said, we did everything together. We experienced so much. Shout out to John Stack.
Rest in peace.
Brother, I know you're here with us.
Man, coming up on the 15th year.
I know you're standing right with us, drinking this Malibu. People always pull up for the homie, you know what I'm saying? Or you feel me? Nah, fuck that. You with us, bro.
Your hands is all over this.
You been with us. You feel me? Right now, everything we do is a part of you. From our gear, you feel me? From our gear, me cutting is a part of you. You feel me? You put me on how.
You in everyday life, man. You most definitely influence the way that we love and care for one another, man. You was all love, brother. And that's one thing that I can always remember about
you. You was all love. That's why people fuck with you. That's why people fuck with you. You all love, bro. I know you chilling with Nip, Tupac, Marvin Gaye. You feel me? Gandhi and all them, because it's all love. But we appreciate, you feel me? Like I said, I know you're right here with us, but we appreciate you, brother. You feel me? I think about you every day.
Shout out to anybody that ever lost someone, man. Just know that they're not gone.
They're with you in spirit. Keep that shit with you.
They with you. They with you. Keep that shit with you.
Hey, let me ask you a question, bro. I know, you know, we pushing the arrogance movement. You know, I know people hear the word arrogance. You know, they got their own mindset about it, but how do you. Somebody lost their phone? Maybe Jamal. How do you live a arrogant lifestyle, an arrogant lifestyle? How do you live arrogantly? What do you do when, you know, think about the way you think about the word arrogance? How do you, feel me, live your lifestyle arrogantly?
You live life arrogant with confidence. Arrogance can be mistaken, or confidence can be mistaken for arrogance. Arrogance is defined as an offensive display of some superiority or self-importance. When you're confident in yourself, it doesn't mean that you're arrogant. It means that you understand the capabilities that you have, and you know how well you can exert or enact those capabilities. It doesn't mean that you're displaying an offensive display of superiority, or you're trying to belittle others. You know what I mean? So understand, a person's confidence can be mistaken for arrogance. But don't get it twisted when a person just knows their capabilities and knows what they're capable of doing and just confident and bold in being able to express that.
Everything arrogance.
None of us. We're confident.
Hello.
Let the world know where they can find you.
Hello, how are you?
Say something positive. What do you think about the word arrogance? Say something positive to the world.
You know, you can
say your name, or if they want to find you, you know, say what you do in life. You know, let the work talk your shit right quick, though. You got 5 minutes to talk your shit. So,
arrogance is.
Shout out the family, all that shit. What do you want to do?
Okay, well, shout out to, you know.
They heard, man.
What's the name of what's the name and where you're from? This is Everything Arrogance Entertainment. What's your name and where you're from?
Well, born in Cali but raised in Vegas.
So what's your name and where you're from? You can give your government name, or you can give
my name is Karina.
Karina. What you from, Karina? What you about, Karina?
Right. I'm about equality.
Mm. Equality. Equality in what?
Everything.
Right. Everything.
And everybody.
And everybody. Mm-hmm. Equal opportunity all across the board.
Yes.
No matter where you're from, don't matter what you look like.
Yes.
Like
I'm a young mom, but I'm raising a young man, and I need to, you know, he is a minority as well. So, which I have the same, you know, I am too as well. Amen. You know.
So you're
all,
young.
We're all from the 12 tribes. We're all from the same tribe.
Yes.
We all family. How the hell do you get brown? You feel me? How do you get this melanin, this color? I know melanin is DNA, but
you can't really get this.
It don't matter at all, but we are one human race. Anyway, mm-hmm. I know you heard the word arrogance. You see my shirt says arrogance. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. What do you think when you hear the word arrogance? How do you live an arrogant lifestyle? What do you think when you hear the word arrogance? How do you feel about that?
Arrogance to me, when I hear just the word, the meaning, it just means not smart.
Not smart?
Very uneducated. Hmm. Yes, very uneducated, not knowing, not informed, all of that in a nutshell. All
right. So you're saying you're not arrogant?
Nope, not at all.
Do you believe in yourself?
I do.
You have confidence in yourself?
Yes.
Do you have pride in what you do for a living, or just as in, do you feel like you can lead, or you're a leader and all that?
I feel like I'm a leader in all what I do. Yes, I have pride in all that I do, actually.
You don't think that's arrogance? Believing yourself to the highest power? I don't know what definition you read, but I never even heard that shit.
What are you talking about?
Arrogance.
Hey, here, let me read the definition you found. The definition of arrogance is someone who is full of self-worth or self-importance, who tells and shows that they have a feeling of superiority over others.
So someone
who thinks they're better than others. Someone
so are you
who
trying
thinks
to say,
over highly of themselves.
Is that you? Do you believe in yourself?
Hell yeah. I love everybody. So
are you saying that they're...
Is it a bad thing?
To make arrogance a bad word?
Well, I thought, okay, you know what, my bad.
I love this discussion. Shout out to Steez, bro. What should we hear?
You know what? I probably thought, you know, I'm just being, you know, I'm a little tipsy and everything else like that.
Oh, so shout out to
I'm
we all.
Misconstruing ignorance, and I apologize.
So I'm glad you got to hear the definition. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like,
so, because what you said, so when I asked you, like, how do you feel about the word arrogance, you know? You kind of, you know, it was kind of, I never heard that definition. You know, I never heard no one who said anything like that.
Yeah.
But when I ask you about yourself and your self-worth, you know.
Well, I try to be.
You feel me? And that's great. But that's what arrogance is. And to the highest power, you feel me?
But you got to
believe in yourself more than you believe in others. That's what I'm saying. Believe in yourself. Exactly. That's what it is. Arrogance, E-R-A-G-A-N-C-E. It's the east side. We almost out of here. Type in Everything Arrogance, IG, High 702.5 FM.
Type in Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. It's New Life Kicks. That's N-U-L-I-F-E, Kicks. First Eight for Suede.
Ooh.
This is the home for all your sneaker care products. Anything luxury, anything high end, anything delicate, anything that you want to bring back to life.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Come to New Life Kicks. We bring dead kicks back to life.
Okay, have your sign off. Don't be scared. Talk your shit. You good. It's legit. This is real shit. So send your sign off.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you for giving me a chance to speak. And I apologize for, you know.
Don't apologize for anything.
for, you know.
No, hell no, don't ever apologize.
It's all live. It's live in love, baby. Keep it going. You got 50 seconds.
Don't apologize for anything.
Wherever you at, much love. Much love.
Thank you so much. Much love to everybody. Shout out to Vegas. We in Vegas. Shout out to the homies from 206. New Life Kicks. Universal Fade Kings. Cabinet Wizards, you feel me? All black
peace
owned businesses.
And love, positive energy, and progressing.
Everything arrogance. Type in.
Hey, there's no losses, there are only lessons.
No losses, only lessons. Sky's the limit. Be yourself. We appreciate y'all. Happy birthday, DJ Xavier. Xavier. Type in, y'all. Thank y'all, Anchor.